Okay. Welcome everybody to Masechta Sanhedrin. Besides welcoming back our friends over here, we have to welcome back Rashi, who's been missing for like 150 days. And with all due respect to the Rashbam, it's not Rashi. And
he's making up a volume today.
Right. So Masechta Sanhedrin is, as Tosfos points out, now that we have finished the dinim of the basic essential dinim of Nezikin. Right, we've done Baba Kama, Baba Batia, Baba Basra, the essential, not the tools, we've done the dinim, what the rules are of Masechtas Nezikin. Now, dinim amen is Bishlosha. Now, how do you have judges? Tosfos Rosh says, the last thing we said in Mishnayos, the last thing we said in Baba Basra was, if you want to be smart, involve yourself with dinim mamonis, mile mamonis. What are the next words? Dinim Amanus Bishlosha. Right into that idea. You want to become smart, involve yourself with Dinim Amanus. It starts right here. What does the word Sanhedrin mean? Right, we know it means judges. What does that mean? What does that word mean? So there are actually four pshatim what it means. The standard pshat, the classic pshat, is the Tosfos Yontif says, the standard pshat is from Lechem Shemaim, it's a Greek word. Sanhedrin is a Greek word. If you look up the Greek word, type in Sanhedrin, Google Sanhedrin, you'll get a Greek word that means an assembly of judges. That's what the Sanhedrin means, a Greek word. Three other pshatim are, it's Jewish words. Tosfos Yontif says it's an Aramaic word, it means judges. He actually quotes there's a Gemara in Kiddushin, which seems to, it's a word like Sanhedrin, and Rashi there says it means Dayanim. That's one pshat. The Bartanura says it's an abbreviation of Sone Hadras Panim Badin, which means we hate showing favoritism in a din. Sone Hadras Panim Badin is Sanhedrin. That's the second pshat. Third pshat. And the last pshat, the Yifei Talmud says, it's a abbreviation of Sone, which means to hate, even though the sin and the samach switch, but that's okay. That could happen. Sone Daron, which is bribery. Right? That's Sanhedrin. You know, rooted in the word is the essential idea of a judge not to be a person who takes bribes or shows favoritism or any of those types of things. Okay. What? Oh. The daf is sponsored by, this week, is by Binyamin and Shoni Schwartz for the reason of Lahagdil Torah V'Yadir. They've been pushed off for so many weeks with all the simchas and various things, so it's very appropriate that they can sponsor a daf just for Torah when we start a brand new Masechta, and we have people that are excited, and people that are interested, and people that are here, and here we go. So, having said that, start the Mishnah. Dinei Mamonis B'Shlosha. All monetary judges, all monetary issues are with three judges. How do we know three judges? The Gemara will explain. Dini Mamonis B'Shlosha. Now the Mishnah says, Gzelos, issues of stealing, V'Chavalos, and issues of Chavala, people hurting other people, those that have to go to court to decide how much, right? That's B'Shlosha, also with three. So the Gemara is going to ask, what does Dini Mamonis B'Shlosha mean? If we said Dini Mamonis B'Shlosha, then what are we doing? Gzelos with three, Chavalos with three, what does Dini Mamonis B'Shlosha mean? So some we're going to see in a few minutes. Some say just a heading. Dinei Mamonis B'Shlosha. Now let me tell you all the details. Others say that Dinei Mamonis B'Shlosha means a certain type of Dinei Mamonis, which we'll see in the Gemara. Okay? Dinei Mamonis B'Shlosha. Dinei Mamonis are three. Gzelos, V'Chavalos, B'Shlosha. Gzelos and Chavalos are three. Look at Rashi, top line. Gzelos. What's Gzelos? What does Gzelos mean? What's Gzelos? Top Rashi. Kofer B'Pikadon. If I come to you and I say, where's the thing I lent you? And you say, you never lent me anything. What do you want from me? You never lent me a thing. And really, I did lend it, and really, you're keeping it for yourself. I said, where's the iPod I lent you? So you never lent me an iPod? Really, you're keeping it, and your kids are listening to music on it, right? That's a gazlan. Right? That's a gazlan. That's what Rashi says. Dimimisholech boyad, because if I give you something to watch, and you use it, have a gazlan. You're a gazlan. V'chein also, hachotef miyad chavero. If I stick you up, and I say, all right, I come and I stick you up, and I say, give me your money. Have a gazlan. You're a gazlan. Kigon, v'yigzol es hachanes miyad amitri. Like the guy stole the thing from the mitri. Aval, but, lo ve'velo shilin. If I borrow something that I don't pay back, that's not a gazlan. Why? The milvel hotanitna. Because I gave it to you to lend to you. You deny that I lent it to you. That's not called a gazlan. You owe me the money, but you're not a gazlan. So the question everyone asks is, why on earth does Rashi pick a very unusual case of I asked you to watch something and I didn't give it back, why is that the case of Goslin? If I ask you, what's a Goslin? What would you tell me? You would tell me Rashi's second case. The guy held me up. Right? The guy held me up. He's a Goslin. That's not what Rashi says. I lent you my item, and you took it, and you denied it. That's a Goslin. That's a very unusual Goslin. That's what Rashi says is a Goslin. What? I asked you to watch it for me, and then I come back and I say, Nu, can I have it back? And you say, no, I don't have it anymore. You never gave it to me. You never gave it. What are you talking about? Come on, stop. That's a Goslin. Halachically, it's a Goslin. When I ask you, that's a Goslin. That's the first thing Rashi says in the Masechta. And the second thing is the real Goslin, right? What's the Goslin? The guy sticks you up. Says, Nu, he comes with a gun, let me have all your cash. That's a real Goslin. I go up to a bank and says, Nu, empty out the safe. That's a Goslin. What kind of Goslin is this? Why did Rashi do that? What?
The Torah is very specific, right?
The what? What do you mean?
The Torah. It talks about a Goslin.
What does the Torah say? The Torah says lo sigzal.
No one talks about a Goslin.
What? Goslin. A Goslin, not a God. It's a Goslin.
Right.
What does the Torah say about a Goslin?
Maybe you wouldn't think for a sake of it that it would be such a crazy case.
So right. We'll have the answer in about a half hour. A half hour will have an answer. Okay? So stick tight for a half hour, you'll have an answer. Okay? Next. Nezek damages. Chatzi Nezek, half damages. Tashlume Kefel, issues of paying Kefel, that's a Ganuf. Tashlume Abava Chamisha, paying 4 and 5. Tashlum, Beshlosha. All that's Beshlosha. Right? More things are Beshlosha. Ha'ones, if somebody violates a woman. The Hamafate, or he seduces a woman, that's or v'hamotzi shemra, or he says that the wife he married is not really a besula, and therefore there's been a megachtos over here. That's b'shlosha. Divrei Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir's shita. V'chachamim omrim, motzi shemra be'esrim v'shlosha. No, motzi shemra is 23. Why? Mipnei sheyesh ba dinei mamet, b'dinei nefashos. Because there's an aspect of dinei nefashos. If it's true that she wasn't a besula, if that's true, then she gets Misa for that. Because she was Mizana when she's a married woman. So if it's true, he comes in with an accusation, she's not a Basula. So the Machlok, something 3, why? Dina Mamadis issue. Right. You promised your father, because to the father, you promised you Basula. Basula's worth X, or not a Basula's worth Y. Right? What if it's true that she was really talking Mizana when she was a married woman? They had Arison. They didn't have the suing yet, they had Arison. She's a married woman.
Is he saying that she didn't do
the others,
saying that she's not a
Basula? Why is she not a Basula? Maybe she had an accident. I don't know, right? Or she was Mazana, or she was Mazana, or what if she was Mazana before? Right. So the Gemara talks about that. It's a sex fake. The whole issue. But what if it's true that all bad chips fall badly, right? She was a Basula when they got married at the time of the Arison, and then 2 weeks later she was an Ashes Ish. She had relations with another man. You get Misa for that. Therefore, this is judged with 23. Even though right now we don't know what the facts are, but since it could lead to Misa, it's 23 as opposed to 3. We're going to, the Gemara will talk about exactly what the case is. Everything that we're talking about, the Gemara is going to dissect. This Mishnah, there's no other Mishnah in the whole Perek. Why the printer did it this way, I don't know. As a matter of fact, Makos, one more line, Makos Bishlosha, how much does for someone violating a lav? You get Malkus, right? How many judges decide that? Bishlosha. Bishlosha Mishmal Amru B'Esher Mishlosha. Bishlosha says 23. Again, why? Because he holds that Misa and Makos is really a form of Misa, really, at root. It's a form of Misa, therefore it's 23. Again, when we get to that, I'm not speaking on anything now, because when we get to the Gdaf, when we get to the specific cases, we'll talk about it at length then. This is the end of Mishnah Aleph in the Mishnayos. Right? I said it before we started. How many Mishnayos are in Sanhedrin? You'll never forget this. 71. Right? In Mishnayos, the 71 Mishnayos. Why the printer put all the Mishnayos of Perek Aleph in the first page dot base, I don't know. Right? So the first guy who wrote the first person who wrote the Shas did it that way, and it stuck. Right? Many times, by the way, the Mishnayos and the Gemara and the Mishnayos and the Mishnayos don't match up. They'll stop at different places. The Mishnayos and the Mishnayos is the real Mishnayos. The printer, when they made the Gemara, mixed and matched. Why? I don't know. I just don't know. What? No, it was for topical reasons, but why, like, the Mishnayos thought, who didn't know they thought here's a good place to stop, right? Who didn't know they thought here's a good place to stop? What was wrong with, why didn't the Gemara think that? I don't know. I don't know who wrote this, who decided this, right? Like, you have two dots. in Gemara. Right, the two dots that they'll quote, take a piece of the Mishnah with the two dots. Who did that? Who made that up? Some say the Gaonim did that, because sometimes there'll be a phrase from a Mishnah, and then the Gemara doesn't even talk about that phrase. You know? Like, who did that? So I don't know, these are printer issues. So the printer decided to put the whole parak right over here in the beginning. Why? I don't know. Here's Mishnah B's. Ibra Chodesh, the Bezdin to decide whether or not there's going to be Ibra Chodesh, is Bishlosha. That's three. As a matter of fact, the main, half the Gemara in Shatz about Ibra Chodesh is in Sanhedrin. The other half is in Rosh Hashanah. We'll spend 3 days on it. It's complicated stuff. Even more complicated, Ibra Hashanah Bishlosha. You'd think, such a massive decision, are we having an either Sheni or not? It's going to affect Pesach, it's going to affect... Well, you need three judges for that. Right? Ibra Hashanah is Bishlosha also. Divir Rav Meir, that's the words of Rav Meir. Rav Shir Megan Lil Omer, Bishlosha Maschilin, you start with three. Uba Chamisha Nosin V'Nosnin, and then you debate it with five. And then the Gomrim B'Shiva. And then you finish off with seven judges. The Gemara is going to say later that the reason why you have three and then five and then seven, because it's just like Birchas Kahanim, Shia. You start off with three words. Second Pasuk is five words. And the third Pasuk is seven words. What's the connection between three, five, and seven for Birchas Kahanim? That's why you have three judges, then five judges, then seven judges for Ibra Hashanah? That's an excellent question. And maybe we won't even answer that question if it's such a good question. But that's what the Gemara is going to say later in the parak. The Im Gomer Begimel Muberes. But if they don't add the judges, they just make a psak. Are we pushing off the year? Are we making a second Adar? Are we doing that or not? And so we didn't have the five and the seven to consider and be complicated about it. That's going to be it's good. It's good. What are the factors whether or not we make an Ibra Hashanah? So the halacha is we know that we're a moon based religion, right? We go, the new months go by the moon, right? Every new moon is a new month. Kiddush HaChodesh. Every new moon is a new month. That will mean that the month are either 29 or 30 days long, depending on when the new moon is and depending on when Adam see it. Month can't be more than 30 days. There's no such thing in Judaism of a 31-day month. In America, there is such a thing. No such thing in Halacha. It's either 29 or 30, right? That will mean there's 11 days less of a soul of every year, around 11, less days than a solar year, which has 365 days, right? That's no problem. Except we have to have Pesach has to be in the spring, and Sukkot has to be in the Zman HaKatir HaAsif. Sukkot has to be in the harvest season, and Pesach has to be in the spring. The only way to make Sukkot in the harvest season and Pesach in the spring is to make a leap year to make Pesach fall out later. Otherwise, it'll fall out 11 days early every year, and after 5 or 6 years, it'll be middle of the winter. Theoretically, there's nothing wrong with that. However, you can't have Pesach in the middle of the winter. It has to be in the spring. So what do? We add an extra month. When do we do that? So Bezdin would do it every few years when they realized it's a good time to do it. And the Gemara have all these factors. If the roads are wet, if it's still snowing, all these different factors that they would use to determine this is the year to do it. Right? So now it's, I think, 7 times every 19 years. It's a 19-year cycle. Every 7 out of those 19 are leap years. Because now the calendar's been set, so Rosh Chodesh has decided, everything's decided already. That was done during the times of Abai and Rava. In the 300s, in the 350s, they made the calendar, which we have today, which is until Mashiach comes. Next. What? His name was Hillel, but it's not the Hillel from Shammai. No, it's a different, his name was Hillel. He was the one who lived in the times of Abai and Rava in the 350s. I think it's 359 was the year he did it. So those are the years when Abai and Rava lived. Smicha Zekenim is the end of the Amoraim already. Like Ravashi lived like in the year like 500, they say that the Gemara was decided. It's like 150 years before. Smicha Zekenim, so Machlok is what this means. Rashi says this means when the Bezdin makes a mistake and issues a wrong psak. But there's a whole Masecht about that. It's called Masecht Hurrius. What do you do when Bezdin makes a mistake? They say this you can do on Shabbos. Turns out you can't do that. They made a mistake. So when they make a mistake, they have to bring a special carbon. And the special carbon requires a smicha that the Bezdin would put their hands on the animal. That's what Rashi says. Smicha zekenim. Rambam says, a very difficult Rambam, he says it means when you confer smicha on somebody, you give a guy smicha, you make him a rabbi, you put your hands on his head. Right? Smicha zekenim, giving smicha, that has to be done with a Bezdin of three. Very difficult, Rambam, why he says that. That's what he says. Smicha zekanim, it's mashma later from the Gemara that the Rambam's 100% wrong. That's not what it means. The Gemara is going to say it means smicha when there's a carbon, it's called a helam davish shot sibor, when the bed makes a mistake and you bring a carbon, you have to have three. It's difficult, very difficult to get out of that Rambam. So he says it in the first of Mishnayos. Anyway, smicha zekanim, or eglas arufa, varufas egla, when there's an egla arufa, right, when there's a dead body somewhere, you don't know where, you measure the distance to the closest city, and that city has to bring a carbon, we say it's some kind of kapara that they need, that whole thing is done with three judges. Right? Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Divrei Rabbi... By the way, the Mishnah of Smicha Zekanim is the beginning of Mishnah Gimel, in the Mishnayos. Smicha Zekanim, Ve'arufa Zekala, B'shalosha, Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Huda, Omer B'chamisha, with five. Chalitza. Chalitza is right when a woman dies, when a man dies without any children, and the wife doesn't want to marry the brother, so they do chalitza, and then she's free, right? Otherwise, it's yibam. Yibam's not in the Mishnah. So for that, you have three. Chalitza is three. Miyun is also b'shlosha. What's miyun? Miyun is min ha-Torah, the only person that has the right to marry off a daughter under the age of 12 is her father. What if her father's not alive? So the Chachamim came with this thing that the mother or her older brothers can marry her off, so she shouldn't be stuck being single. They found some boy to make a shidduch, so they'll marry her off, and when she turns 12, she'll be married to him midaraisa, because she went home, she stayed together. Before she turns 12, she could say, I don't want this guy. She could reject him. Once she's 12, and we had this gemara, the husband comes home for supper, she serves him supper, that's it, she can't get married, she can't leave. The way she leaves, she gets to get a get. Right? Before that time, she could say, I don't want this guy, I can't stand him. She goes to Beis Din, in front of three judges, she has miyun, she refuses, and then she's free. It's as if they were never married. We don't have such a thing today. Right? It's as if it's a real annulment. It's mamash from Lubafre, they were never married. Right? Look at Rashi. The Rashi of Mi'unin. See the Rashi Mi'unin? It's like almost a little up where the Rashi, where we are. You see it? You see it? Yisoma Katana. She's a Yisoma, a Katana. She doesn't have a father. She's also a Katana. Shehetzi uha ima, her mother married her off, va'achia, or her brothers, ludaita. Ludaita means with her permission. But then she agrees that when she's 7 years old, she agrees. Then as she spends time with this guy, she doesn't like him. So therefore, yatza below get, she leaves without a get, b'miyun, with miyun, calls man shelo god latachtav, as long as she didn't grow up with him. In other words, as long as she's not a gedola. U'b'shlosha be'inan, you need three. Why need three for this? This is din de rabbanon. Why need three? The chol de tikkun rabbanon ke'en doraisa tikkun. Because whenever the rabbanon do anything, they pattern it after a doraisa. Therefore, umiyan de rabbanon. Miyan is only de rabbanon. To be doraisa, I feel umiyan lo boy. You don't even mean for that. You don't even need miyan. Why? Because be doraisa, she's not even married to this guy. Why? The ain kedusha katana klum. There's no such thing as being married when you're a katana, unless your father did it. Ela im kein kedushavavia de klimas pitiyazad ilishazet. So the whole thing's the Rabbanon. So to get out of it with Miyun, you have to go to a Beis Din. Why? Because whenever the Rabbanon do anything, they pattern it after a Daraisa. Which Daraisa did they pattern this after? Which Daraisa? Chalitza. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. What's the other alternative? Gittin. Gittin's not in this Mishnah. Does not say in this Mishnah that you have to have a get with three people. You know why? Says the Chassam Sofer, because you don't need three people. You don't need a bezin to have a get. All you need are edim. You don't need a bezin to have kedushin. All you need are two edim. That's it. You gotta give the girl a ring. You don't need a bezin for getting. Now today, nobody gets divorced without a bezin. Some of it's based on this Rashi. The Nozim Huda said, you see from this Rashi, that kol derabanan, whenever they're about to do anything, they do it like a doraisa. Therefore, just like miyun is it, what's the doraisa? Getting. Of course you need a bezin for getting. Why isn't it in the Mishnah? That's a good question. There are other things that are not in this Mishnah that we're going to talk about. Of course you need a bezin. Since the Chassam Sofer, of course you don't need a bezin for gittin. What does it mean, deraisa? It means chalitza. And it makes more sense, by the way, it makes more sense to say chalitza because miyun means I don't want to be with this man. Chalitza means I don't want to be with this man. Right? Miyun is I'm rejecting him. Chalitza is I'm rejecting him. I'm spitting in his face. Right? Much more comparable. Gittin, the man's in the driver's seat. I don't want to be with you. He gives her a get. If you think about it, the to say that it's a chalitza is much more of a comparison.
But in chalitza, he initiated the fact that he didn't want to marry her.
Not necessarily. It could be true. It could be true. It doesn't have to be true. Begin, it has to be true. She can't. She has no say. In the Torah, she has no say. To say that, right? And that's exactly what Mian is. She's in the dress. She doesn't want. I mean, it's much more of a comparison. But the Nebuchadnezzar Yehuda was adamant. This Rashi is the source, right? This Rashi is the source that a get must be done with a bezin. Like I said, Bezman is there, they do, every get has a bezin. It's a bezin for practical reasons. What if something goes wrong? How do you know how to write a get? Who knows how to write a get? You need a bezin for that. But the actual mitzvah, theoretically, you don't. The man gives a get to his wife. You have either Eide Chasima, Eide Mesira. You don't need a bezin. Says there no Nebuchadnezzar Yehuda. Of course you need a bezin, based on this Rashi. Fascinating. A little Rashi. First, Dr. Sanhedrin, you have a whole pages and pages about this discussion. Do you need a bezin? Do you need a bezin for getting or not? Chassam Sofer was adamant, you absolutely do not. What he's talking about here is chalitza. You need a bezin for chalitza. But this is into a whole other discussion. What is the purpose of a bezin? So there's two types of purposes of a bezin. One is to adjudicate a claim. I say you owe me money. I say you hurt me. I say you stole from me. So bezin has to decide who's telling the truth. That's one type of bezin. Another type of bezin is chalitza, for example. There's nothing to do. There's nothing for them to do. You can learn all the halachas yourself. You just have to have, the act has to be witnessed by a bezin. You have to have a bezin to see what happened. Right? Chalitza is the classic example of this. There's nothing for them to do. Nothing for them to decide. What are they deciding? Not deciding anything. They're just watching an act take place. That act has to be watched by three people. So it's a whole different type of bezin. Right? They're not deciding anything. They're going to give a stamp afterwards. Yes, we saw this chalitza take place. We saw this mian take place. They're not doing anything. Right? The smicha of the zakenim has to be in front of three people for what reason? Not deciding anything. Right? They're just watching it. That's called a hurrah. Like I was talking about yesterday. It's a maisa bezin. I have a shayla on Hilcha Shabbos. I don't know, am I allowed to do this on Shabbos? How come there's no bezin for that? No bezin for that. What's the difference between asking a shayla on Hilcha Shabbos and chalitza? It's a difference. Not only that, I could even ask my father Hilcha Shabbos. He's a big posek. I could ask him. There's no issue of relative. He's a karov. He can't decide. None of that. None of that applies. Why? Because if you don't need a bezin. But why not? Why not? Who decided when you need a bezin and when you don't? Interesting food for thought. What do you mean? I have a shayla hilchas nida. It's a huge shayla. I don't have a bezin for that. You go to a rav. You can even go to your father. What? So there's no dispute by chalitza. No dispute by chalitza either. There's no dispute. You just have to watch what happens. She has to do this and this act. She can learn for 6 months before all the halachas, and you don't need a bezin for it. Just make sure you're doing it right. That's exactly the point, Ari. There's no dispute. It's a mice of bezin.
What?
It's not disputed. It just has to go through a procedure. Now she's married, and you give her a get, she'll be unmarried. There's no dispute. No dispute. We're all in agreement. We all agree we can't stand each other. Give me a get, I'll be on my merry way. What do you need a bezin for? Some bezin is to adjudicate a claim. We have a dispute. I say you stole from me, you say it's baloney. So we'll go to bezin for that.
Next part of the motion.
Right. It's baloney. But here, chalitza is not baloney. There's no dispute. Right? It's just a thing that has to be watched by three people. Why? That's what the Torah said. Every one of these, we're going to have a bekar why you need a bezin for it. But when it comes to hilchas shav, hilchas nida, hilchas basa b'chalaf, you don't need a bezin. Why not? Even if it's not a dispute. We all saw that the milk fell in. The question is, can I eat this now? Can I eat this meat? I don't know. The milk, I don't know. I've got to ask the rabbi. How come we don't have to go to bezin for that? Interesting. Right?
But isn't it because for bezin, it's something that will affect the future?
Right.
From now on, let's say a get.
Right.
Or something that's smicha. It's from now.
Right, so you're saying this question about Hilcha Shabbos doesn't affect the future. Interesting.
Hilcha Shabbos is just for the moment.
Interesting. Interesting idea.
Just for the moment.
Right. Interesting.
It doesn't affect anybody in the future.
Right. Interesting. Okay. Interesting. Next. What else? Netzer Ravai. This is another one. When you, the fourth year of your fruit, the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat the fruits of the tree. The fourth year, you can only eat it in Yerushalayim. What if you don't want to schlep it to Yerushalayim? You're too lazy, it's too much. So you can redeem it, and then bring the money to Yerushalayim, spend the money there. Netzer Ravai, Umayser Sheni, same idea with Umayser Sheni. She ain't dumb of you doing, so we're not sure how much to adjudicate it for. How much do we How much do we evaluate it? So Bishlosha, bring three people, and then decide how much to adjudicate, how much it's worth. It's not a dispute. Whatever it is, it is. Whatever number it is, it is. So get three guys who know the market prices. Also has to be done with three. Hekdeshos, if you mock this like the hekdesh, now you want to get it back, so you have to, how much is it worth? I gave my chair, how much is my chair worth? I want to get it back, I redeem it, and plus I give a fifth. So how much do I redeem it for? Again, Bishlosha, I need three people for that. Erechin, issues of Erechin. Erechin HaMetaltalin. There's no such thing as Erechin HaMetaltalin. The only things you can do Erechin are people. Right? My value, the Torah gives a set value, a number of shkalim per person. So the Gemara is going to ask, what does that mean? Erechin HaMetaltalin. What it's going to say, it's going to mean is, you donate X number of dollars, of shkalim to the Beis HaMikdash. Why? You give the Erech of your son. You don't have a nickel in your house. So Bezdin will start taking things out of your house to pay for that. That's the Metaltalin. Now you want to redeem it back. How much is that iPod worth? Right, they're going to sell the iPod, take this to pay for your vow, right? They're going to seize your stuff and pay for your vow. So how much are they deciding it's worth? Again, you have to go to Bezdin for that. B'shlosha, that's all three. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad Mehem Kohen. One of them has to be a Kohen. One of those three has to be a Kohen. They know, because they did this all day long. Right? They're the experts. V'hakarkos, if you do this to land, you donate land and you want to redeem it back, Tisha, you need nine people, and the Kohen, and a Kohen also. V'adam kiyotze behen. And a man, halachas, is the same thing by a man. What does that mean? You can't be makdash yourself. You can't be makdash people. So the Gemara will just say what that means when we get to it. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel in the Mishnah. It's now Mishnah Dalad. Dinei nefashos be'eshim mishlosha. Dinei nefashos are 23. How do you know 23? We're going to see it soon. Haroveya, if an animal sodomizes a woman, the hanirva or the animal gets sodomized by a person, either one, that's the mishlosha, that's 23. Shinemar, like it says, varakta es ha'isha v'es ha'behema. V'omer, and it says, v'es ha'behema tehargenu. Right? Shar haniskol, if a shark kills somebody, the esu mishlosha, that's 23. Shinemar, ha'sho yisakal v'gam ba'al avyumas. The shark gets killed, also the man gets killed. The man does not get killed. If your animal kills somebody, you don't get killed for that. Gam ba'al avyumas, one of the places in the Torah where the Torah says something, it doesn't mean it exactly, literally at all, does not mean that at all, right? The owner does not get killed, right? Maybe it's a serious issue, does not get killed. This whole, running out of time already, whole fascinating discussion, whether animals can get punished. Why is the animal getting killed? Killed somebody. Why is the animal getting killed? Is it because the animal is getting punished for doing a crime? Or, we have a din of bi'ar tahara mikabecha, you get rid of evil things in your house. Animals don't have any schar and onish, or do they? The Ramban in Parashas Noach has a whole discussion, do animals get punished for things? Big esoteric discussion, can animals get punished for things? Right, it says in the Torah, in Parashas Noach, what does it say? It says, miyad behema edrosh, I'll demand justice from animals, right, in the end of Noach over there, the whole discussion, the Ramban has a whole fascinating discussion, can animals get, animals have any to get punished? Why are you killing an animal? Animal doesn't know what it's doing. Kemisas habayalim, kach misas hashar. Just like a person gets killed if it kills, so too an animal gets killed if it kills. Right? Hazav, a wolf. Ari, a lion. A dove, a bear. Hanamer, a leopard. Habardalus. I don't know what that is. Some kind of animal. Hanachash, or a snake. Misasa, be'ezim, mishlosha. It gets, any of those animals kill, also 23. The Gemara will say, like, why'd you tell me that? What? Rabbi Elazar Omer, call a kodim lahar gazacha. For these animals, you don't even have to go to Bezdin. You see one of these animals committed a crime, you can kill the animal right away. Rabbi Kiva Omer, misasim be'ezim mishlosha. Rabbi Kiva says 23. What's Rabbi Kiva adding? What's this whole part about? The Gemara will talk about it. And that is the end of Mishnah Dalet in the Mishnayos. Next. Ein don in lois ha-shevet. We don't judge a shevet. A rove of a shevet that worshipped Avodah Zarah. If that happens, that's done. Lois ha-shevet. Lois an avi sheker. Lois ha-kohen gadol. Kohen gadol makes a mistake. Has to bring a carbon. Commits a crime. El alpi bezin shel shivim ve'echad. Except for a judge of 71. Ein motin l'malchemes ha-reshutz. El alpi bezin shel shivim ve'echad. You want to go on a malchemes ha-reshutz? That's only 71. What's a Mulchemes HaRishus? What does Rashi say? Mulchemes HaRishus? Kol Mulchama Kari Rishus. Every Mulchama is called a Rishus. Levad Mi Mulchemes Yehoshua. Except for Yehoshua. Shehaya Lichbosh Et Eretz Yisrael. That was sent to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Every other Mulchama is a Rishus. except for that one. What's the kash on him? What's the kash on Rashi? There's another Melchama that's not a Rishus. A Malik. Rashi left out a Malik. What do you mean? Assuming you know, it's a war. We have a tzivui to fight Amalek. That's left out. What?
Every day,
right? We don't do it today because we don't know who's Amalek. It might not apply today anyway. Without a king, might not apply. So it's still a mitzvah. Food for thought. Why Rashi left that out? The Rambam says Rambam doesn't leave it out. What's the melchem is reshus? Everything but conquering Eretz Yisrael and Amalek. But Rashi left out Amalek. Okay, next the ein motzif and alayir. You can't add on to the city of Yerushalayim. Below Hazaros, or on the Hazaros of the dimension of the Beit HaMikdash, El Alpi Bez Hashem Ve'echad, it's 71. And no, since Sanhedrin to Shvatim El Alpi Bez Hashem Ve'echad, the Sanhedrin of 71 would appoint other judges to go to the cities and be judges of 23. That was done with it. Who made you a judge? Had that happen? Right? What made your city have a Bezin of 23? Where'd that come from? It came from the Sanhedrin Gedola. The ain osin irni dachas al pebetzin shoshim ve'echad. You can't have an irni dachas unless you have 71 judges. So irni dachas, where most of the city was over to Avodah Zarah. The ain osin irni dachas besfar. You can't make an irni dachas on the border because you can't have a border that's unprotected. You can't have a border where there's nobody living there. That's just inviting an attack. The lo shalosh, and you can't have three irni dachas in anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. The maximum you can have was two. Aval osin achas oshtayim. You can have one or two. Once you have 200, Irin Dachas never happened. Never happened. But you can't even have more than two. There's no such thing as an Irin Dachas. Ever. You can't have three empty cities in Eretz Yisrael. Right? You're driving in the highway, there's an empty city. You can't have that. You can't have three of them. You can have one or two, that's it. And this ends Mishnah Hay in the Mishnayos. Next. Sanhedrin Gedolah Ha'isav Shal Shivim Ve'achad. Sanhedrin Gedolah was 71 people. The Katana Shal Eser Vishlosha. And the Katana was 23 people. How do you know it was 71 people? Where do you get the number from? Shinamar, it says in Barshas Bahalotzcha, Esvali Shivim Ish Mizikna Yisrael. Gather for me 70 people, right? Umoshe Al Gabayan, plus Moshe, there you go, 71. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shivim, it's only 70. According to Yehuda, what do you do if they're split? So the Gemara will get to that. He says it's 70. What? Yeah. Now, by the way, Rav Shechter has a very interesting comment. Rav Shechter said, what did the Bezin of 71 do? They did, like, the big cases, right? Novi Sheker. So how often did that stuff come up? How often did that come up? How often did the Melchemes Mishus come up? How often did it come up? So what did they do all day? So Rav Shechter says, they sat and learned. They were a big kolel, and they sat and learned all day long, and they were the ones that produced the Torah, they produced the Hora for Klal Yisrael, they're the ones that learned. When an issue came up, they dealt with it. Whenever it came, they dealt with it. But their main function was to be learning. To be learning and to be spreading Torah. Someone does an Avishekha, once in a blue moon. Someone does a Zakin Mamre, once in a blue moon. You have to have a Sanhedrin Gedolah. But the rest of the time, they were sitting and learning, and they were the one. They were the main yeshiva. They were the ones who spread Torah throughout Klal Yisrael.
You didn't sit on both 23 and 71?
No. No, because 71 was a bigger...
They couldn't function...
Well, the Gemara is going to talk about that. What if a guy was in the 23, then he got promoted... Now, Munayin Lekatana Shishal Eser Vishlosha. How do you know the Katana was 23? Right? Okay, it's a little hard to figure this out. Shinamar says in the Torah like this: V'shaftu Eida V'hitzilu Ha'Eida. The Eida will save, and the Eida will judge. Okay, Eida Shofetes. There's an Eida that judges, and Eida Matzelas, and an Eida that saves. Harekan Esrim. That's 20. Why? Because an Eida is 10. So we have 10 and 10. Right away, we have 20. When I lay the Sarah, how do you know an aid is 10? Shinemar, because it says, Ad Matzai la'ed ha'ruah hazos. How long am I going to deal with this bad aid by the Meraglim? Yatzo Yoshua v'kalev. Yoshua and Kalev are not included because they weren't bad. How many are left with? He left with 10. So I know that an aid is 10, and I know that I have a pasuk that tells me two aids. I get right now up to 20. Now, when I lahavi od shlosha, how do I know to bring more three more? Where do I get those extra three from? Ready for this? It says in yesterday's parsha, Lo siya achi rabim laroz, don't follow the majority for bid. Don't follow the majority for bid. Shemei ani, I hear from that, Shemei imam latova, that I can follow the majority for good. That I can do. Torah says, don't follow the majority for bid. Everybody's wrong to do that bad thing, don't run with them. Don't follow the majority for bid. So for good I can follow the majority. So, imkei, lamanem achi rabim lahatos, So why does the Torah say Achar Al Mahatos? Follow the majority. It already said, don't follow the majority for bad. I can, yes, follow the majority for good. So what does it mean, follow the majority? It's redundant. Says the Mishnah, different. Lo kahatiyascha l'tova, hatiyascha l'ra. Of course we have a rule of following the majority. But when you follow the majority for good, it should not be the same as following the majority for bad. Why? Hatiyascha l'tova, when you're following the majority for good, al pi echad. That's with one. One more person, I'm following the majority for good. Hatiyascha l'ra, when I'm following the majority for bad, I need al pi shnayim. I need two. So in other words, if I want to, I have 20 judges, right? Now, they want to acquit somebody. You need two more judges to acquit than you do to the opposite. I'm sorry, you need two more judges to convict than you need to acquit. So right away I'm up to 22. So I have an issue of 22, so I have 12 against 10. I have two more, right? The majority for good, you need one more. The majority for bad, you need two more. Why? Because don't follow the majority for bad, says the Torah. But you can follow the majority. How do you make those two psukim fit? When it comes to doing the convicting, you need more than you need to acquit. So you need two more. So therefore, I'm up to 22. So I have 12 and 10. It's 22. Right? Well, you can have a tie 11-11. The ain bez din shakel. You can't have a bezin of equal people. I can't have equal people, therefore I have 23. Asks everybody. What? What? Forget that question. We'll get to that question in a minute. You're never going to have a conviction of more than two. It's impossible. Why? How are you going to figure the numbers? Will never happen. You can never have a conviction with two. That has to be at least three. Because if you have 13, right, then you have to have 10. Not enough people. It's never going to happen. Right? You hear the question? It's never going to happen. So the Gemara asked that question. The Gemara is going to say, and your question is also answered, what if one of the judges, I just don't know. I cannot come to a decision. I can't make a decision. Or, that happens. What they'll do is they'll add on two more judges. Then it's possible the guy will change his mind. Then you can already have a case where there'll be a conviction of two. But you're right, with 23, it's never going to happen. Impossible. What? Yeah, where they get two alternates from, right. The jury pool, right. What? No, they'll call two judges from another city. Right, so, by the way, also there's a machwana who asked, well, maybe, to convict, you need one more, but to acquit, you need two more. Maybe it's that way. Right? In other words, we just said that the following the majority for bad can't be the same as following the majority for good. Right? When you follow the majority for bad, you need two, at least more than you need for good. Why do you need more? Maybe you need less. Maybe you need less. Who said you need more? The answer is because we always go out of our way to find somebody to be acquitted. So we're going to be more makel to be acquitted. Always. Always. That theme is going to run throughout this Masechta. Always we do that. So of course, to convict you need more judges than you need to acquit. You need the same number of judges. The question is, how much does the majority have to be? It has to be two more. Like I said, it's impossible for there with 23 judges to be two more. It has to be at least three. It has to be 13 to 10. There's no way it could be a two judge majority. It's impossible. Okay? Now, V'kama b'hei y'ir, they rule a Sanhedrin. How many people do you have to have in a city to get a city to have 23 judges? How much do you have to rank to have a city with 23 judges? May have asked him 120. It's a machlokas if those 23 are part of the 120 or they're in addition to the 120. It's a machlokas. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Meya Messiah Vishalosh, 230, Keneged Sarei Asaros. So therefore you have one judge for every 10 people. We don't find in the Torah that there was a leader less than 10 people. So you have one judge for every 10 people, therefore you need 230 people. Why did where the number 120 come from? That didn't give a reason for that. The Gemara will talk about it, where you get 120 from. Basically, the standard city would have 120 people. The Gemara will divvy out the job for everybody. Everyone has a job, and it comes up to 120 people. But Men. Right. There's no women in that. Cheshbon. Right. 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 So, just before, with two more minutes, but before you, Tosfos asks, there are a few things missing from this Mishnah. Tosfos asks two things missing from the Mishnah. Number one, kofar. If someone dies, or let's say, and it's an accident, whatever, you have to pay kofar for that. That's missing. Or the 30 shekel of an eved. If someone kills your eved, they have to pay you 30 shekel. That's also missing. Why are those missing? So first, what? It's a knas really. So Tosfos says it's included in chavalos or he says, you know, not everything's in this Mishnah. Ton of a shear. It's something's a left out. What else is left out? Hafaras and Dorim is left out. Interesting. That's not on the list. What's left out? The taking an Eved Ivri and putting a hole in his ear. That's not in this Mishnah. That has to be done in front of Beis Din. Whether a guy goes to Golus, doesn't that done in Beis Din? That's not in this Mishnah. What? But not getting killed? So it's not in the Mishnah. Ger, becoming a Jew, is not in this Mishnah. That has to be done in front of a Beis Din. That's not in this Mishnah. Different things I'm missing. He's in the Dar. Interesting one. The Dar is not in the... Well, to be Mafra Neda, you got to go to a Beis Din for that. Interesting. Okay, now, the reason why that might not be in this Mishnah is for the following Gemara. It says like this. We started off the Mishnah, Dini Mamanis B'Shlosha, Gzeilas V'Chavolos B'Shlosha. Says the Gemara, Atu Gzeilas V'Chavolos Lav Dini Mamanis Ninu? Aren't Gzeilas V'Chavolos also Dini Mamanis? In other words, why does the Mishnah say Dini Mamanis B'Shlosha? And Gzeilas V'Chavolos also B'Shlosha. Isn't it included? So Amar B'Avo, the Ravo says like this, Mahein Ketani. It's, what are Dini Mamanis? Dini Mamanis is a heading. Mahein Dini Mamanis. What are Dini Mamanis? Gzeilas V'Chavolos. They are gzeilos and chavalos. Right? Dine mamonis b'shlosha doesn't mean anything. We're starting off this mesach. Dine mamonis b'shlosha. What are dine mamonis? I'll tell you what they are. Gzeilos v'chavalos. Aval hodos v'halvos. Lo. Hodos. I say to you, where's the money you lent me? You deny it. Or, I lent you money. Well, I paid you back a little bit. The whole story. I have excuses. Where's that? That's not in the Mishnah. Shouldn't that go to a Beis Din also? Right? Why isn't that in the Mishnah? Now the Gemara says like this: Utsricha. It was necessary for the Mishnah to say Dina Mamanis Peshlosha and Gzeilas V'Chavolos Peshlosha. Ditana Dina Mamanis Peshlosha. Ditana Dina Mamanis. If it only would have said Dina Mamanis, Havamina, I would have thought that Filu Hadas Valvos. Even Hadas Valvos are included in Dina Mamanis. Dina Mamanis Peshlosha means every Dina Mamanis question: Gzeilos, Chavolos, Hadas. Loans, everything. Therefore, Tana Gzeilas V'Chavolos. Therefore, the Mishnah had to say, what do I mean by Dine Mamanis? I don't mean loans. V'Tana Gzeilas V'Chavolos. Had the Mishnah only started off this Masechta, Dine Gzeilas V'Shlosha, and not have said Dine Mamanis, you know what I would have thought? V'Lokotar Dine Mahamin, I would have thought, Hu Adin Dafil Hodos V'Avos. Really, Hodos V'Avos are included in this Mishnah. Aye, why aren't they mentioned? V'Hai Diktoni Gzeilas V'Chavolos. What are Gzeilas V'Chavolos mentioned? Says the Gemara, how do I know you need three judges? Because Mishum de Iker Gimel de Ksivi, Bigzeles Vechavolos Ksivi. The Iker place where I know that you need three judges is written by Gzela. The Ksiv, like it says, Venikrav Balabayis Elo Elohim. You will bring the owner to the judge. And it says the word Elohim three times, Lashon Chol, means a judge. You will bring the guy to the judge. Who are you bringing to the judge? The guy that you say, where's the item I gave you? And the guy says, it's not true, you never gave it to me. He uses it, he denies it. That's the makar that you need three judges. Therefore, I would have thought that's why the Mishnah started off with, really, hodals are included, loans are included. Why isn't it mentioned? Because he wanted to give chashivas to gzeilos. You know why? Because that's what we know, you need three judges anyway. And chavolos, mali chevel begufo, mavi chel b'mono. What's the difference, chavolos, if I hurt you with money, hurt you with you, but could I punch you? That also, what's the difference? Either way I harmed you, also has three. What about hodos? Not in the Mishnah at all. Why did Rashi start off the perek talking about a case of Shelach Boyad, and I deny that I gave you the thing, because that's how you know you need Zelf to begin with. That's why Rashi started off that way. The Anshe Shem says this. Why did Rashi start off with a crazy case of Gzelus? Because that's how you know you need Gzelus. You need three. It's from that very case. That's why Rashi picked that case. Okay. Therefore, one more line. Therefore, Tana, Mahein Dine Mamanis, Gzelus Vechavalos. What are Dine Mamanis? Gzelus Vechavalos. Aval, Hodos Valvalos, Lo. Hodos Valvalos are not in this Mishnah. Not in this Mishnah. You do need three, but they're not in this Mishnah. Why? So we'll stop here. We'll get to it tomorrow, because we're going to say for these things you don't need, they don't have to be smuch, they don't have to have smicha, maybe. We'll get to it tomorrow, we'll discuss all the details tomorrow. But we leave off right now, the Mishnah does not mention anything about hodos, valvos, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.